Scripture says that God our Savior desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But what is the truth? And how do we gain that knowledge? The answer to these questions and more in today's edition of Faith with Father. Living Bread Radio presents Faith with Father, a program aimed at teaching today's culture the truth about the Catholic faith. And now here's your host, Tim Perry.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Faith with Father. I'm your host, Tim Perry, and with me today in studio is Father Nicholas Mancini, currently the pastor of Sacred Heart of Mary Parish in Louisville, and he's also the spiritual director for us here at Living Bread Radio. Welcome, Father.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, and today we're going to begin our discussion of the UCAT Section 1 about what we believe as Catholics. And the first question that's brought up is, why are we here on earth?
Well, you know, I think when we look at this, we really go into the depth of the first book of the Bible. And why we're here on earth in order to know, to love God, to do good according to His will, and to go someday to heaven, means that, you know, to be human means to come from God and to go to God. And our origin goes back farther than our parents. And we come from God, in whom all the happiness of heaven and earth is at home. And we are expected in His everlasting infinite blessedness to live out that creation. And our purpose then to come to the knowledge of God is to come to know Him, to be one with Him, to love Him and serve Him through our prayer, worship, and devotion, and to serve Him as a radiant beam to bring that message of God to others.
Mm-hmm. So, God created us for what reason?
Well, I think, you know, Tim, when we look at this, we say, well, God created us out of a free and unselfish love. When a man loves, his heart overflows. And he could be like to share this with others. It'd be like husband and wife. The love they have for each other, they share with one another. With us, with God, we want to share that love that He has given us and bring that love in a relationship with Him. So when we say, why did God create us? Our oneness with Him must be that love for Him, and to share that love in the knowledge of other things around us, other persons around us, the beauty of creation itself, the love of God radiating and bringing that into the fullness of this beautiful earth and universe.
So the fact is, God is love, and because God is love, He has to share. He has to go outside of Himself, and because of that, He created us for Himself so that we can love Him back.
Right, exactly. And you know, that beautiful phrase, God is love, certainly fits the pattern here, because there's no other way to describe Him. For He is the fullness of all love. I mean, you know, when we look at God and the radiance of that love and how much He loves us, and after the fall of man, that love was so great, God was going to give us His Son.
Mm-hmm.
And what a beautiful expression of saying God is love, and that radiance of love that will come through the glory of His Son, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So God created us because He's love. So then what is our purpose in life here on earth?
Well, you know, when we look at this, I think God has placed in our hearts a longing to seek and find Him. I think of here the great St. Augustine, who says, "You have made us for Yourself, and our heart is restless until it rests in You." We call this longing for God religion. So we are longing for this God, or as St. Francis de Sales points out, you know, in his brilliance as a bishop and a spiritual guide, founder of a religious order, he looks at this, like Augustine, that the measure of love is without measure. So when we seek God and we are longing for God, we bring this into the form of religion. And how do we do this? Well, through our prayer, our worship, and what we give to God. And, you know, Augustine, you know, if you read his life, he was by no means in love with God at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. His mother, St. Monica, prayed for a conversion, and her prayers brought this deepening of that love in Augustine. Mm-hmm. And he writes this so beautifully in his Confessions. What a beautiful act of love and an expression for God for us to follow. I mean, how many of us in our relationship and love for God could sit down and write our confessions like Augustine did and bring that openly into a relationship of love for the Creator and Redeemer? And this is what I think we do or have to do in our lives in this love dialogue with our God. Really look at ourselves and say, yes, Lord, I am a sinner. And now how can I better myself and make that love more fruitful in me by giving myself to you? The grace of God through the sacraments, certainly, and the sacrament of reconciliation. But I think we've got to go beyond this bountiful love in an expression of giving.
So we actually are longing and searching for union with God, whether we know it or not.
Exactly, exactly.
And there's some of us who don't even believe in God. In fact, I have a younger son who is questioning the existence of God. So is it reasonable to believe in God, and can we really know that God exists?
Yes, you know, it is natural for man to seek God, and all of our striving for truth and happiness is ultimately a search for the one who supports us absolutely. You know, we have to say, where's the beginning here? Someone has to set this in motion. We look at the beauty of the universe, the stars, the planets, Earth itself, human beings. There has to be a higher premise, and that higher premise is God. I think of, you know, when in the movie The Ten Commandments, when Moses goes up the mountain, he is curious, and he questions this. He asks his wife, Sephora, you know, this God that sleeps on this mountain, who is he? You know, and he sees this cloud and his mind begins to wonder, I've got to see for myself. And so he ascends this mountain, and as he comes closer, he encounters this burning bush, and a tremendous amount of faith is illuminated in Moses, because now he realizes this is something greater than myself. I could have never done this. And when he approaches this and he hears the voice, Moses, Moses, who are you? I am who am, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. The revelation of God as God. And then, you know, as he questions the voice of God, who shall I tell the people you are? Who sent me? Tell them I am who am. So now that faith and an understanding, yes, there is a higher being. And I know now in my heart who he is, for I have spoken with him in dialogue. And I think we have to remember, prior to that, Moses was raised as an Egyptian.
Mm-hmm.
So he really knew the Egyptian gods because that's, you know, the format and the way of life he followed. But then when he finds out who he is, when they give him the shawl that his mother made, that garment of Hebrew cloth, He begins now to ponder in his mind, okay, now I've got to find myself in relationship to who this one God is. And he does that. And I think if we bring that into the light of those seeking to come to know, love, and serve a God, I think that's a good starting point, because it draws us into a relationship of once again knowing faith.
So would you say that we can know the existence of God by our reason?
Yes.
Through human reason?
Human reason, yes, definitely. You know, the great philosophers and the great saints teach us this, that, you know, human reason can deduce that, yes, there has to be a higher plane, someone higher above everything else to keep us in this universe in motion.
Mm-hmm. So for my son, as a parent, the first thing I can do is pray for him, of course. But secondly, if he questions the existence of God, I can ask him the question, how do you explain creation?
Exactly. I mean, how do we look at this? I know the world cannot have its origin and its destination within itself. In everything that exists, there is more than we see. The order, the beauty, the development of the world to the point beyond themselves towards God. Every man is receptive to what is true, good and beautiful. He hears within himself the voice of conscience, which urges him to what is good and warns him against what is evil. And I think anyone who follows this path reasonably finds God.
Mm-hmm. So today in our first session of covering the Youth Catechism, we've covered why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here to know and to love and to serve God. And whether we know it or not, we are seeking union with our God.
Right.
And that's our purpose. Our purpose is to find God in our lives and what His will for us is.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have any doubts at all, we can simply look around us.
Exactly. You know, and to know the invisible God is a great challenge for the human mind. Many are scared off by it. Another reason why some do not want to know God is because they would then have to change their lives. And anyone who says that the question about God is meaningless because it cannot be answered is making things too easy for himself. Man is unique, and this case for truth is what we seek, and that truth is found in God. He is creator of all.
And God is truth, and God is love. And because God is love, He created us. And all He wants really from us is to love Him back and to love our neighbor as ourself.
Yes.
Thanks, Father, for joining us today for
You're
this
welcome.
Session. And thank you for joining us today. This is Tim Perry. And until next time, may the light of the Father shine upon you and yours. Thanks for joining us. God bless you.
This has been Faith with Father, a production of Living Bread Radio in Canton, Ohio. For an audio archive of this program, log on to livingbreadradio.com and click on Faith with Father. If you have a question or comment about today's program, email us at askfather@livingbreadradio.com. And join us again next time for another edition of Faith with Father.